traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, coming to you from the other side. The other side, motherfuckers.
Hey, everybody, this is Trippy Tommy from the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. It is a snowy cold day here in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast boys are from. We appreciate everyone listening. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying warm this crazy COVID holiday season. We love you guys. Thank you for all the support and love on Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, the Acid pages, all that shit. We love you guys. Keep it trippy. Keep it safe. Mask up. Be careful, man. This COVID shit is very real. It is very, very real. I love you guys. I've said it a billion times and I'll keep saying it. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to start a podcast and get my ideas and thoughts out there and share a couple other people's ideas and thoughts of my good friends and other musicians and artists. I want our podcast to be a safe place for all artists, graphic artists, music art, to any form of art. So if anyone wants to come on to our cast and share with us what's going on and how you're getting through the COVID and all that shit, holler at us on Instagram or Facebook at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. That's where we usually answer a little bit quicker. Or you can Gmail us straight to the horse's mouth if you'd like, at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast at gmail.com, and I will answer it, or Big Kurt will answer it, and we will get with you, because we love you guys. We want you guys to stay happy and healthy, and if you guys need someone to talk to, anything, just bounce ideas off of. Share ours, share stories, you know. I've got kids and stuff, so I understand. Life is stressful, man. I've been working extra hard here lately, putting in more hours than I was. As the weather gets shittier, I'm working more hours. It's cool, though. I'm very thankful to have a job this year and have a work vehicle provided by my job. It's really nice. I'm hoping 2021 is a little more positive and a little more giving, we'll say. Just because I'd like to see all my people flourish, and I'd love to get back into live music. And man, I haven't performed in front of an audience and feels like ages. But I crave it, and I think about it, and I miss it every day. And when I hear a good song that makes me think about hopping in the mosh pit and getting wild with the boys, I miss it. I miss playing my drums for people. I miss, you know, playing my instruments and writing music that people get to hear live. It's not about the money you make from the shows. It's about the connection. And this year, everyone's been so damn disconnected, it's unreal. We're so caught up in, you know, just keeping our own little clan safe. I mean, which is what you're supposed to do in a crazy, massive time. Like, you're supposed to kind of cut off the extras and worry about yourself. But also, remember, it's the holidays. It's the season of giving. So, also, if you got it and it's not going to kill you, go out and help someone. Because a lot of people, like myself, even, like, I'm good now, but I'm afraid to ask for help. It's not really afraid. It's like a really, really ignorant, like, pride thing, I think. I, like, get in the way of asking for help sometimes, and honestly, like, your people love you and they got you, but they don't know you're struggling if you don't tell them sometimes, you know? So, just shout out, big thanks to all my family that's been helping us out through this crazy time. My sisters, my little brother, my brother-in-law Corey was on the cast recently. I'm about to put that episode up. I'll actually probably put it up with this. Thank you guys for listening and just being a part of this crazy year. And so crazy and inspired us to start a podcast, along with, you know, a couple other big propelling things, such as Midnight Gospel. Shout out to Duncan Trussell. And I love his podcast as well, the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Check that out. he is such a goofball, and he's a very smart goofball. So he's got the goofy in there, but he's really intelligent, and he talks about a lot of really mind-blowing things. And he has some really great guests. Same thing with Joe Rogan. I mean, he's pretty much the alpha president of manliness, and I respect the shit out of that. And he inspires me and Big Kurt to get this podcast really rolling. This is our year, and I believe next year is going to be even better. So keep watching the Third Eye Entertainment YouTube channel. Keep checking the Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to start trying to post a little bit more as the weather gets shittier and, you know, you guys need some entertainment. Once we get up to 1,000 followers on Instagram and Facebook, we are going to announce a piece of art, or a couple pieces of art that you guys can decide from. We'll let you guys vote. We'll hold a voting for like a month once we get to that 1,000 mark. And you guys can choose what our first piece of merch will be. Whether it be a sticker, like a little vinyl sticker, or something like that. Just let us know. And yeah, love you guys. Stay safe, stay healthy. Hey, everybody. This is Tribute Time for the Tribute Cupcakes podcast. I am here with my dude,
Big Kurt. What's going on, everybody? I hope you're doing good. Thanks for tuning in.
And we got my cousin here. What's your name? Griffin. Here, speak loud. Come on, Big G. What is it?
It's Griffin.
Big G. My cousin Griffin's here. And we got my brother-in-law. What's your name, sir?
Cox McGee.
Corey motherfucking Smart. And
Richard, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Welcome, everybody. Hope everyone's having a great time. This is going to be episode 27 or 28, one of the 20s. We are in that bitch. So, Corey, first time on the cast. What do you got to say to the people? And remember, our rules are no hate language. So keep it PC.
I'll try.
Keep it PC, boys.
All I can say is we're going to end 2020 with a bang. And we're gonna end it with a bigger bang because fucking Joe Biden will be president.
I mean, I guess.
But you know what?
How do you feel about really politics? Yeah, as I say, it doesn't really change too much. Honestly, the pandemic didn't even really change my life that much. I worked every day. Same old shit.
Oh, me too. I mean, I hated every day of my life, but it's alright.
That's part of being a dad, I think. I really think it's part of being a working dad. Griffin, what do you do for a living? Sir?
Probably not gonna talk loud enough.
Just spit it out. You got a voice, project that shit.
Like, wah, 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 wah.
Talk though or nothing, really.
Just talk, come on. Tell everybody what you do for a living. What do you do?
I mean, I drive a box truck and deliver oil, race fuel.
Race fuel, like what?
Like, literally any race fuel you can think of. Like, I deliver from regular.
Go ahead.
He's a reporter, dude.
I deliver from regular 87 octane all the way to nitromethane.
What's that?
Nitromethane is the most expensive race fuel there is. It's the most explosive race fuel there is. When you get it, they run your background, they get your social security number and everything. And
they do everything but fingerprint your ass?
Yeah, literally. And you can only get, you can't get 55 gallons in a drum. You can only get 42 gallons. And it weighs like 500 pounds for 42 gallons.
Jeez, that's some heavy shit.
Yeah, and then it's like you can only have so much. I think you can have like probably 3 or 4 drums maybe or something like that. And then you have to have a special thing beyond just having hazmat endorsement because it's so explosive. They use it to blow up buildings and everything.
Oh, Lord.
It's like $25 a gallon, I know that.
$25 a gallon to cause a baby 9/11, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary people, shit.
People will do it. So.
They do. They do.
Hey, man, don't worry. Regular gas is going up $25 a gallon, too, next year.
Fuck. Get your hydro-powered jetpacks ready, boys.
They say that the top fuel dragsters use, like, 5 to 6 gallons, maybe more, in just, like, a one run.
Oh, my God, that's so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Oh,
But in one run, they can do, like 300 mile an hour in less than 6 seconds.
I mean, yeah, but damn, that shit burns hot and burns fast.
Like the world record, I want to say is, what was it? That was 2017.
Just speak up a little bit louder. I know it's hard.
The guy did 338 mile an hour in like 4.5 seconds.
Holy shit!
So he did a whole quarter mile an hour, 1320 feet in 4.5 seconds.
That's stupid.
Like, yeah, 338 mile an hour. Just imagine doing that.
That's enough to make your b-hole pucker, boys. What's the fastest you've ever gone in a car, Corey? Don't lie.
I don't know if the cops listen to this. Oh, shit, man. I don't know. It ain't bad, too.
The dirty Pawnee was sometimes.
It tapped out at 100.
Can we talk about you busting through that fence across from my house and the dirty Pawnee drunkenly one night?
Hey, man, burn
out. Was Richard here? Was it you or it was Chris? It was little Chris. Me, you, and him got smacked.
No, Chris Lee wasn't here.
No, Chris Smith.
Chris Smith, yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas sauce.
Yeah, fuck, dude. What was it? We all fucked up.
And he's like, bro, watch me do this burnout across the street.
Across the main highway.
Like, literally in front of my house. We're standing in my driveway watching this shit. And I just got a bad feeling when he does it. I'm like, you probably shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't help. There's a big ditch. Like, the whole road goes downhill.
In a dip, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere to catch yourself, really.
No, and I felt it go sideways. And then next thing you know, I'm like, well, fuck. And I tried to come out of it. But it just kept going, and it went down to the ditch.
Right here, it took out this wood fence across the street from my
house. It took
out
this speed limit sign, and that's what took out the fence.
Yeah. And then I literally just see him whip it in reverse and go to his mom and dad's like nothing ever happened.
And it had the cut-off exhaust.
So it was loud as fuck.
And my tire just was spinning at first, so then next thing you know, I just hammer it down.
Jeez.
And then I just do another burnout just to get the fuck home. Two houses down.
Yeah, it was very obnoxious. A few days later, Destiny's parents are like, what happened to the speed limit sign? I just kind of look at Corey, I'm like,
You two had that sacred right there.
Yeah, dude. Actually, Corey was one of our first roommates when we moved here.
No shit.
Yeah, he's who I got Jamal from.
Oh, no shit. He was such a good boy, man.
He was.
I love that.
God bless his little black soul.
Yeah. I remember the first time I took him to the vet. I called Street. They go, what's his name? I said, oh, this is my little Jamal. They go, Jamal? I said, yeah. They go, oh, that's the cutest name I've ever heard.
Right. Oh, that's because it's lapel. Gave your dog like a traditional African American name. What was that in Bull Rice? I gave my son a traditional African American name. OJ! And then everyone just like, oh, shit! Everybody was like, oh, fuck! Oh, shit. How are you doing, Big Kurt? It is Big Kurt's birthday, bitches!
Yo.
He is 20 with a 5 standing next to it.
Hey, holy Big Kurt, shit. You know it's funny, the 21st.
What?
25.
Oh, shit. That's good. So, we are sitting here just drinking, we're broing down, we have a wiener dog here, we got fucking Dick here today. We ain't heard from Dickie in a minute. What's been going on with you, Dick Chard? What's up, what's new?
I got an apartment in Castleton now, man.
Yeah?
And it's honestly one of the best moves I could have ever made.
Busting nuts and fucking sluts like a champion these days. Proud of you.
Nah, man, I got this apartment with this amazing woman. And
A woman.
Not a man.
Whoa, man. Yeah, shout out to the Woo girls at the bar tonight. They were nuts.
They showed up to party.
They did. They were turnt city. They were Woo girling it hard. They were just like, woo! Feeling it. Feeling themselves. Feeling each other. They played that wet ass pussy song, and they was.
That's the first time I've ever heard that song. Actually,
well, you're welcome.
I've heard it written in the scripture itself, but I've never witnessed its sacred power until tonight.
Yeah, did you see some wet ass pussy out there tonight?
No.
Griffin
no.
did.
No, I didn't.
His eyes are popping out of his head like a one-eyed cat in a seafood shop.
Man, that mat with that mask on, his glasses start steaming up and everything.
It's like ow.
It was an absolute sauna in there.
it got a little bit raunch city. I was really hoping Big Kurt would take pink leggings and do the good old birthday bust down. He was eyeing it, and I was like, I was trying to slingshot him that way. He's like, no.
Man, she had a wedgie from hell, though, didn't she?
Something.
Oh, yeah.
Would have. But
see? Like, Kurt, tell the crowd what you would have done to Mrs. Pink Leggings.
What I would have done to her?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
A lot.
That's your present.
Woo!
Would she have munched the booty?
Take her home and read her his poetry.
That's hot.
That is.
I mean, hell.
Hey, girl, hey, girl, run you a bubble bath and read you some poetry.
I'll give you a bubble bath with candles and I'll read you poetry.
And I'm gonna drink Faygo in my ICP face paint. Whoop, whoop, baby!
I'll play the Nen game in the background. This is for you, baby.
It's like your baby making playlist. It's just like a bunch of just raunchy ass ICP songs.
Twisted comes on. No, the worst one, ABK, comes on.
Oh, jeez.
That comes on. Oh,
fringy. Alright, let's talk about the gathering of the Juggalos. Would you go? Corey, you're first.
Dude, I would host.
Would you go hard as fuck at the gathering? I bet Jason would get it in, too. She'd do the face paint and be showing everybody her titties, because that's what it's about.
I'd hop into the wrestling matches and everything.
Oh, yeah, dude, they do mud wrestling. Like, the Juggalos know how to party.
You know what? You talk about the gathering of the Juggalos. There is a thing for rednecks that's damn near just like it, called the redneck rave.
Oh my god, I've heard about it, and it's like the cringiest thing on the planet.
If you just watch the videos, though...
Dude, it's literally the cringiest shit. Like, they literally have country rappers at these events, which country rap is also known as crap, for a very good reason.
Hey man, don't...
It's whack as fuck, dog.
Upchurch is my guy.
It's shit's whack.
But
I'll leave it alone. I'm not gonna bring you on the cast and just roast you out. But
instead of like you know them raunch. Out there just mud wrestling, well they do mud wrestle each other. They go out there and make their trucks fucking mud wrestle. Now I'm into that.
I mean, as long as it's not my truck, I guess.
Why not? We'll take the work truck.
Right, you get the USIC truck fucking stuck in the mud. Like, hey guys, I need you to come get my... How the fuck... Why did you take your work truck?
It's the only truck I got. What the fuck you mean?
It's all I got. When you're a redneck and you got a rave, you get what you get. So, Big G, what's been up with you, man? Stiff dicks and airplanes? You got a cat. What's your cat's name?
Phoenix.
Like Arizona, Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Alright, I got a would you rather, okay? This is nice. This is a good one. Would you rather get butt fucked by a pineapple or get a blowjob from a toothless homeless guy that'll probably stab you with a needle?
Ooh, I have my answer.
And Griffin, you're first.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't.
Okay, well, toothless homeless guy, blowjob. That'll probably stab you with a dirty needle. Maybe, who knows? It's a gamble. Or you get butt fucked by a pineapple. Spiny side first.
I got a pineapple in the car.
Oh, he's ready. What about you, Griff? It's a podcast tradition. You gotta answer at least a one. Would you rather?
This is
terrible. That's the point of it. It's low on the spice level, though. They get spicier. This is mild sauce.
Just so you know, Griffin, I do have pineapple, and I can probably find a homeless guy.
You get one or the other. Come on.
I don't have an answer for that.
You gotta choose one or the other.
I couldn't choose. I would be...
Choose a lesser of two evils.
Yeah, it's...
That's the thing.
It's Biden or Trump at this point. You just pick one.
Yeah, that's...
Pick one. Lesser of two evils. You'll probably survive the butt fuck with the pineapple. If you get stabbed by a dirty needle homeless guy while he's blowing you, you may bust a nut, but you'll probably still get stabbed. So, just keep that in mind.
The fact that you're even thinking it was a finish.
I mean, what's the point of starting if you don't want to finish it, you know?
I've got my answer in the books, and I know the most logical step.
All right, Griff, spit yours out, and we'll pass it.
Probably the pineapple, just because, I mean...
Attaboy.
There's a recovery, and it's not a dude.
That's fair.
Doing some sexual acts.
I don't know. I mean, it may be a hot girl with the pineapple.
Yeah, you didn't say, but that's just my point. Exactly.
Yeah, as long as you keep your eyes closed.
You didn't even specify whatever that was.
You'll get a question. You
specifically said it's going to be a dude regardless.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
All right, Curtainio, you're next.
And regardless, I'm going to recover more, probably.
That's fair. That's a good answer.
Well,
that's a good answer.
What's in the needle?
That's the thing. That's the X factor. You don't know.
Okay. Well, then, depending on who's doing the pineapple, I will take the pineapple.
All right, Corey.
Is the pineapple lubed?
Oh, hell no.
So we're all dogging this shit.
Raw doggy. Arf, arf.
And I'm going to blowjob from the toothless guy?
Yeah, but he might.
There's no teeth. You got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's Gumby. You're getting Gumbied, and you're going to get stabbed with a needle, probably. When he's done, he's going to stab it right in your ass.
Well, here's the deal. Huh. If you take the homeless guys, which is what I would do, I'm getting off by, no teeth is probably a good time.
Yeah. So you'd be okay with fucking the mashed potato mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then if I get stabbed with the needle, maybe...
Hopefully you're at the hospital quick.
Well, not only that, maybe I'll get a good high.
Yeah, but what about AIDS? AIDS, hospital don't fix that.
Yeah, that's true. You can't fix AIDS.
Unless you're Magic
I've lived
Johnson.
Long enough. Actually, if you watch South Park, if you have enough money...
That's what I said.
Is that what you just said?
I said, unless you're Magic Johnson, got money.
All right, Rich Dick.
My
Rich
logical
guy.
Step would be the pineapple.
Pineapple!
I am in a dedicated relationship. I would not take a blowjob from a homeless man, even though my dick is getting done. Because teeth is a curse when getting a blowjob. It is an absolute curse. And they bite the tip, kind of kills the mood,
That's fair.
Now, the thing with the pineapple is... You're taking up the ass, of course. It's not going to be fun. But the thing, my logical reasoning on this is if you get gummed by the homeless man, there is a possibility of an STD. All on top of the dirty needle, which could possibly contain an STD as well from two different sources.
That's double trifecta, boy.
I'm trying to be healthy here. Okay, I'll take a couple pines in the butt.
I mean, yeah, and you got to wear a mask the whole time. It's COVID.
Yeah, no, it is COVID. Like, it's 2020. Just
mask up, boys.
Yeah, mask up, boys.
That's fair, and I think I would also take the pineapple, but I will scream like a pig in heat, probably.
I'm the only real man here.
You're the only one taking a junky heroin needle to the ass and a gummy blowjob, yes.
You have that on the big jobs.
I do, on the big jobs. All right, I got one for you. Top favorite three albums, go, Griff, spin them. Come on, it's your birthday. Three albums. You're trapped on a desert island. You have an iPod that never dies. But
why is it going
albums.
My way this time? It should go
because
the
other
first,
way. Because you're one of the first timer guests, so spit it out, Jimmy.
Going clockwise.
Going cockwise, boy. Three albums.
This podcast is organized, Griffin. You can't start talking shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's Twister style. I spun the wheel. You're next.
That's a hard question. Because there's...
That's why we ask them.
They hit the deep and riveting stuff here.
We want to know the real you. So give me three albums.
It's hard because...
Just bust them out. You got 20 seconds. Don't think hard.
See, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's hard because...
20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10... 9. Come on, man. Don't be like that. Just pick three albums.
It's a tough question, and you're trying to put a time limit on it like that when it's like, you know...
Well, I know, but I'm not going to give you 45 minutes to answer either.
That's why I also said, why am I going first? Because, I'm not like a normal person. This is the one genre I listen to mostly. No, I literally...
That's why I said,
playlist.
Just pick three.
My stuff literally will go from... Rings of
all
right,
well, okay, that's what I'm saying. You got to cover all your bases, though. Like, one album that's going to be for the happy times, one's for the baby-making times, and the other one's for angry times.
I don't have a baby-making one, though.
But if you're on this desert island with a fucking fine-ass thing that wants your fucking seed, you're going to want a baby-making album.
No, I don't think... I've never thought of that. None of the music I listen to... Has ever been like
Infinite
that.
Annihilator is baby making music.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's not.
It literally, if you don't get
pinned
hard
down and fisted.
Yeah, if that doesn't get you hard, you have problems.
Hell, can it be a greatest hits album?
I guess. Like, that'd be a lot easier to answer.
All right, well, let's rock them.
Well, I mean, you
bust gotta, them out.
All the bands I think of don't have the greatest hits.
All right, well, just pick a band then. Pick three bands, goddamn.
Yeah.
You gotta make it so hard, Jennifer.
I'm a very critical thinker, if you didn't notice. I mean, I wanted to be an astrophysicist because of the fact that I think so critically.
Well, critically think out the three fucking artists.
I mean, you got... That's tough. I feel like...
If you're making Griffin stock, what are the three artists that are headlining?
Oh, God dang. Probably like Pink Floyd.
There's one.
Because that's a classic and they're no longer together and performing or anything.
Okay, two more.
And then...
Jim Dandy?
Kind of thing here.
You can do this, man. I believe in you.
Well, I know there's some that I've seen, that's why I'm like, they're good. I'd probably some August Burns Red.
All right, there's two. One more. Let them rip, boy. One more. Come on, this is the winner chicken dinner.
I know, I'm trying to think of a good one, too.
Just
that's why.
Far out as you want. Fuck it.
I know.
Weird Al Yankovic.
No. Nice.
Go to your most played, and it's the top three bands. There you go, on repeat. Go to on repeat.
That's got all her stuff in it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
On repeat, boy. You got this.
You can't go to my liked stuff because that literally is like.
Have Come some on, crazy Jennifer, stuff you got one there. More.
I know,
Make
I'm
it
looking
real
quick. Dang it. Oh, this is tough.
You got your three? While he picks his last one, what are your three, Big C?
Albums are complete. Are we just going to do artists now?
We'll just do artists because G had to make it all difficult.
Hank Jr.
Okay.
Third Straight.
Lord.
The Motley Crue.
Cowboy hat nice. Music and then some leather boys. I respect it.
Well, you got a thing. I can get some love making out of the...
All of them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But if I'm feeling froggy, I mean, if I'm gonna throw in an extra one, just
all right, one more.
I could honestly do some Elvis Presley.
Oh hell yeah!
I mean,
yeah,
because that gives me the best of both worlds right there. I get my love making music. Well then, I can get a little rock and roll. That's just how Elvis was, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Making love and rock and roll.
He did it all.
I'm gonna fucking move those hips and that's controversial.
The last one, Jeezy.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sure. No,
I'm saying
all right, I'm gonna choose one for you if you don't.
That doesn't work. That's not.
That's how it goes.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, man.
He wants Katy Perry.
No, I don't.
All right, it is gonna be. Ding, 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 ding. Oliver Tree. We're done.
I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who that is.
All right, it's gonna be I Set My Friends on Fire because you didn't choose.
No, I think he's Momo.
That is not, no.
Friday. That bitch. Richard is over here slamming shots of vodka.
You're goddamn right,
like
I am.
A fucking Russian.
But it's Baylor time.
Watching the season 3 of Stranger Things, man, it's kind of appropriate. It's really good so far.
Dude, I told you. I told you not to be a pussy.
Choose something like, maybe... There's some bands like Meshuggah and stuff like that.
Oh, more sugar. Meshuggah. You always need more sugar.
You know, so it's like...
Like, how do you want your coffee? More sugar.
That's why there's some bands like... Have you heard of Car Bomb?
Yeah, they're okay.
Car Bomb is good, man. I like them.
They're great. Okay. They're kind of Dillinger-y.
They're very... Well, the album I heard that I was really into, it literally... They made it sound like they were playing backwards.
Is that the red one?
Yep,
that one
meta.
Was insane.
It's called Meta.
Yeah,
that's
that
the one
was wild.
That, it's like, it literally starts off, it's like, you literally hear, it sounds like they're literally just playing it all backwards, and it's like.
It is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird take on metalcore. I'd say deathcore more.
Yeah, and it's like, not only that, it's got like the odd time signatures and everything, too.
It reminds me of a job for a
Because, like, it'll be literally.
They're like that mixed with the Between the Buried and Me.
Yeah.
Because they're doing that, like.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Let's talk about some shit, Corey. Let's talk about some good times about when you lived here.
Oh, dude, I don't know if I can legally talk about those.
True, true. We'll just say we had some good ones.
Oh, fuck, dude. You used to come home from work, and I'd be fucking walking out of my underwear to go take a piss. I think you're fucked.
He's not wrong.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good times, man. But I didn't go to jail until I moved out.
See, I told you. I kept you a good boy. I really tried.
I just wanted to go pop off a couple of hours, bud.
Out at the midnight sky, and you just got busted for it.
Let's
talk about your gun charge. Let's do that. Let's talk about the gun charge. So I literally told you that day, bro, your dumbass is gonna go to jail over that gun. And what'd you say to me?
Well, fuck you, dude. I'm not gonna go to jail.
Okay. And then literally, I go to work. Destiny calls me at work and's like, my brother went to jail! And I'm like, his dumb ass got caught with that gun, didn't he? I think so. She's like crying. She's hysterical. I work at Goodwill this time.
No, you didn't.
What was you
worked down here at Noble Industries.
Oh, I fucking did. Because she was like, I need you to come home. I'm like, I can't. I'm the only one running these fucking lasers. My brother went to jail. And Landon's little silly ass. Fucking Landon.
Yeah, dude. Here's the deal. Is I made it home with the gun.
And then you had to go do some
about
wild
an
shit.
Hour later, I go, you know what? I can go pop that motherfucker off right now.
Oh, shit.
So I go out about a couple county blocks down the road and pow, pow, pow. I actually just did one.
You liar.
I only shot it one time. Cause I just wanted to see if it actually worked or not.
You lying son of a bitch.
I swear to God, bud.
Alright. Let's talk about your parents' drive-through window. When I first started dating Destiny.
Oh my God.
I would just walk up to Corey's window. And he would just open the window and he'd be like, trying to smoke, bro. And I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. And he'd fast and join out the window to me.
Dude, that window. I don't know how it's still there, because we would take the window off.
All the time.
And use it for a dirt.
Yeah. Well, especially at nighttime, because your parents are like, don't fucking walk through! Yeah.
I had so many people climb through that window just to come party. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal, we would go into the kitchen and take my dad's beer.
We need all the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, make nachos.
Yeah. So, Richard.
What's up, buddy?
What was the first time you met Corey? You remember?
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm pretty sure it was close to the first time I met you guys.
Probably.
Yeah. Because you still had your mullet at the time, as a matter of fact.
Oh, dude, it was pre-mullet. It was pre-mullet.
Yeah.
Pre-mullet.
Fuck, dude, that was about 2017 or so. I'm pretty sure you stopped on here one day, as a matter of fact, or so.
What?
Yeah, you stopped on here one day, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure. Because I was coming by here when Tommy,
Oh, I thought you said heroin.
Oh, you gotta get your mind off the horse, bro. That's too nice. Shoot him up and then heroin?
I tell you, man, the homeless man sounded better and better as the time goes on.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Sounds like a good time right there.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, well, we met here. It was at a bonfire.
Mm. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yep.
We gotta have another bonfire soon.
Oh, I've got some wood in my house.
You are wood.
I got wood at the apartment, dog.
Was it Christmas? 21st birthday? Yes.
No. It was my... You talking about my garage?
Yes.
That was my birthday just this year.
Okay, so...
And he was supposed to meet me at Woody's and he didn't.
Oh, no, he tapped. That was when the waterfall happened, dude.
Yeah. That's when, yeah.
Too hard.
Okay, yeah, so we go over to Corey's house.
You guys blame me.
I mean, you were just pushing drink after drink.
Chris kind of brought it upon himself right there, though.
He was on a self-destructive night.
I asked
And Corey's
him,
like,
man,
here,
you want to
try
party?
This? You want to try this?
Have jam,
you want to try
have,
this?
Have rum, have this.
Light, dark, light, dark, light, light, dark, dark. And then here, drink a big Natty Daddy.
The 8%er, too. Yeah.
The Natty Daddies will fuck you up.
And I was drinking that shit like water.
That boy was Casper White. When we got into my house, he was white as this fountain pop, bro.
I just remember I was standing out in the hall, dude. Yeah. And you escort Chris into the bathroom, and I just hear what sounds like a fucking waterfall hitting rocks. Just... I know.
Well, I literally had to get him a pillow and blanket and lay him down in my fucking bathroom floor.
He laid on his own sick, I'm pretty sure.
And you guys still blame me to this day.
You got him fucked. Honestly, what pushed him over the limit was the moonshine on top of it all.
Yeah. That Everclear will sneak up on you.
It was even Everclear.
It was moonshine, bro.
Oh.
Blue lightning.
I got
it. Well, I wouldn't call it moonshine because...
It's fake shine, but...
It is fake. It was the blue flame Old Smokey makes, but... Either way, it was still enough to fucking send somebody somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was enough to slap your willy, for sure. Poor boy got
That's
it
That's the
that
same
night.
Day I met Kurt.
Oh, it was, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it was. Scrappy, fuck off.
Man, I got so fucked up that day.
Yeah? Let's talk about one of the many times you decide to come over while I'm tripping. Let's just talk about that. Do you have like a something deep in you that's just like, my brother's probably having a cool time tonight. My brother-in-law's having a great time. Let's go fucking randomly show up while he's tripping sack and just make it weird. Make it fucking weird. I mean, dude, it's literally happened like 6 times.
You can blame your wife. She tells me.
And then what? Okay, that, yeah. Do you remember the time you guys drugged me out to Waffle House when I just dropped?
Oh, shit.
Bro, I literally looked like a motherfucking Looney Tune in that bitch. My eyes were like, blong! They looked like this motherfucker. It was just like, ding, ding. And they're like, let's go to Waffle House. Let's go to Waffle House. Corey pulls up to my bedroom window, and I'm like, just now really getting in the sauce. I took like 4 or 5 that night.
Fuck me.
And I was like, I was so fucked up, I couldn't say no. Because I told this, it's like, I really don't feel like I should go, man. She's like, fucking stop. And she like guilt tripped me, and I was like, fuck it, I guess I'll go. I can handle myself.
Was that the time we went with Thompson?
Yes. So I get the breakfast bowl, and I look down at the breakfast bowl, and it starts turning into eyes and like, fractalizing in front
eyes,
of me,
dude.
And it looks like those trippy pictures where like, everything like turns into faces and animals and shit.
I know. Like,
I looked down at my fucking breakfast bowl, and I looked up at Corey, and my eyes are like fucking 50 cent pieces, and I'm just like,
looks like you ran that breakfast bowl through a deep filter.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Like my, dude, I swear to God, and then, yeah, like that. Yeah.
I made that.
How you
that? Yes.
It's funny.
Proud of you, but nonetheless, fuck it. So this guy loves to show up while I'm tripping. He just does. He always makes it weird.
What is it, jerky?
Yeah, it's teriyaki.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Want some gribble? All right.
No, you can't jerk me. What the fuck, man. Hey, man.
Expensive.
By the way, Corey, I am very proud of you for switching to Miller Lite like a grown up.
I know.
You have culture now. Your balls have dropped.
Well, everybody else is too pussy to drink those Natty Daddies.
I drink the shit out of them, especially lemonades.
Oh, I got one of those in my face.
Those motherfuckers are dangerous. I drank 2 of them one night, and I was lit as a motherfucker. I looked at Destiny, and I was like, she goes, are you drunk?
And I found something dangerous.
What's that?
Fur Loco Blue Raspberry.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me.
Four Locos are heart attack in the can, brother.
Not anymore. They took the shit out of it.
Energy drink?
I was reading. I was wondering why it didn't taste the same as it used to, so I...
It didn't taste as trashy as it used to.
So I Googled it. And what happened was, I forget where it was, but a bunch of college kids were drinking the shit.
Having heart attacks.
And having heart attacks. And they ended up... People ended up suing Four Locos, so they took the... I think it was creatine, maybe, that gives the energy to it.
They took that out of it, so now it's just something that gets you fucked up and you don't remember what happened. Like, it was a couple weekends ago I bought it.
Word.
And I drank the whole thing and I fucking just look and go, well, fuck, I already got a buzz going. And then I just started drinking my light and it was fucking over.
It's time. I respect the Miller Lite game. That's the only way to drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You ever try to make a little Ultra?
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking with your dad. That's even lighter. Actually, you want to know what's lighter than that, though? Rolling Rock. It's lighter than Miller Lite.
It's like I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Was it too light?
Maybe. Well, I tried it when I was also still drinking Budweiser.
Oh, that's why. Try it now, when you know that you drink Miller Lite. It's like a lighter Miller Lite, kind of. And it's cheap, bro. You can get a 12-pack for $9.99 all day.
Have you tried Yingling Flight?
I don't think so. I'm not a Yingling guy. Richard's big into Yingling, though. Yeah, he likes those nasty hoppy beers.
It's not that hoppy, dog.
Neither am I, but the Yingling Flight almost tastes like a Bud Light.
What? Bud Light's not terrible if it's really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, though, I would choose Coors Light over Bud Light, though.
Well, most pussies would.
Shit. Says the guy that likes a drunk try to fight me while you're drowning in your own puke in my driveway. That's a pussy move, sir.
I'm not a pussy.
That was a rough one. Okay, let's talk about another one of Corey's greatest hits, okay? This guy showed up to my house uber fucking drunk. Like, gets out of his car and just starts ralphing. Laying in my driveway, ralphing into the stars, just covering himself.
The stars look beautiful.
And he's cussing me out, fuck you, and he's like, I'll fight you. And I'm like, motherfucker, you're gonna drown in your own puke if I don't roll you the fuck over. Fuck you. So I roll him over, he starts ralphing. Oh, fuck you, bitch. And I was like, bro, don't make me get your sister. Oh, fuck that cunt, she's a bitch. Just going in. And I'm like, bro, fuck you. I carry his fat ass in here from my door, from my driveway, throw him over my shoulder, and throw him on my couch, and he sleeps for like 8 hours. Puke down his fucking beard, on his shirt, and I'm like, I'm not gonna wipe him up. Motherfucker's trying to fight me, puking in the sky. I'm like, you're lucky I care about you, or I would have left your ass in the driveway. It was a chilly night.
It was Halloween night.
It fucking was. Hey ho, that's my fucking beef jerky. Get out of here. Sometimes you just need to smack a cat, you know? And they try to eat your beef jerky.
Dude, last night, dude.
Oh, she's falling, she's falling.
I was gonna say, what are you doing?
I was letting her head bang, and then she fell.
Oh, fuck.
Here, you want to dab? You want to dab, Jim? Here's what you do. Put some on the cap, and then bada bing, bada boom. Alright, well, fuck you then, man. I was trying to be nice. Fucking spitting my soul. Dick move. Did you have fun playing D&D with us in the night, though? Yeah?
Destiny asked me if I wanted to come play.
Do you have the imagination for it?
I said, motherfucker, I'll play Monopoly.
I thought it was kind of weird that she asked you to, but I was like, whatever.
Well, I've always wanted to play it, though.
Especially after watching Stranger Things, a lot of people are like, that actually looks kind of fun.
I've never even watched Stranger Things.
I haven't either.
Pretty good.
Never seen it.
I'm on season 3, dude. It's really good.
You fucking disgust me.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I like his letter, Kenny.
I need another season of that. Like,
it's coming out. Christmas
Day.
Yeah. So if you don't see me at Christmas, it's due to COVID.
Yeah. COVID, Kenny. Yeah. I don't blame you. Fuck, oh, man.
I'm not scared of COVID, bud.
Bro, COVID would have done had my ass.
We went into the liquor store. Well, I went into the liquor store.
Yeah.
One day, and somebody knew, goes, where's your mask? I said, I don't need no fucking mask. I didn't vote for Biden.
Oh, my God. The Biden jokes. Come on, now. Aren't we older than that? Come on.
I'm about as old as Bernie Sanders.
Shit. Actually, the thing is, they wouldn't let him take his dinosaur on the campaign trail because they thought it would give him weird clout.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, if you ride to the campaign on a stegosaurus, people are going to ask questions. It's fair.
Well, they did let him drive the Flintstone car, though.
Yabba dabba doo.
Just imagine him in a fucking caveman outfit driving a Flintstone car.
I'm here. Oh Lord. Yeah, bro, but honestly, like, I didn't think I'd like playing D&D, but I fucking dig it. It's actually a lot more fun because you can do whatever the fuck you want, really.
Well, you know what is a good game, but it takes about a month and a day to play.
If you say Risk, I'm gonna fuck you.
That's what I'm about to say, dude.
Bro, we could have a Risk night. Risk gets real.
We better have a Risk week. What the fuck are you talking about?
It does. Like, a regular, like, fast game of Risk is, like, 6 hours. Four to six hours. We used to play it at my cousin's house.
So is Monopoly, though, when you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to play Risk over there, and I used to play it at my mom and dad's, over at Aaron and Ron's house. They fuck with that shit hard.
Now, another good game that a lot of people will play is Clue.
Yeah, I did like Clue. Is that the one where you like find out who did the what and the where? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that one's good.
Griff would probably be good at those since he's a critical thinker.
He's one of those guys, yeah. He'd probably win first round and I'd flip the fucking board, but I'm done with this! Can't do it. Well, boys, thank you for coming on the cast. Everyone. Thank you! Thank you.
What, you
thank
it?
You. I'm not done, bitch. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Scrappy Doo. Thank you. So, Corey, you are TikTok famous. Let's talk about that a tiny bit.
What?
Can we talk about your wet ass pussy?
I want to say I'm famous.
Should
I
be.
I barely get anything.
Let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about that wet ass pussy.
Man, you drink a couple beers and you do something, man. It just comedy gold.
It is. It popped off. This man is wearing American flag undies, and he's dancing.
And a cowboy hat.
And hard, humping the ground and shit to that wet ass pussy shit. And it goes. It's the best TikTok I've ever seen. I don't even like TikTok. I was like, this guy just won TikTok right here.
I mean, if you guys let me see what my name is, I can't remember.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, if people want to know, it's Corey Smart 7 on TikTok.
Corey Smart 7. CoreySmart7 number 7 on TikTok. Just do blow him up, fans.
Dude, look at this fucking picture from my wedding night.
I mean, you're going to find some of the most best redneck goods. You're literally going to be like, am I following Joe Dirt?
I love Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirtay. Okay, I got one for you, everybody. Corey, what is one of your all-time favorite movies? Something that you could watch over and over, and it's still funny as fuck to you to this day.
I've been watching it. For some reason, I get home drunk. Oh, I drink at home. I get him drunk. For some reason, That's My Boy. The Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, that's a good one. That's gold.
I think it is. Totally underrated.
It's very underrated. Well, I don't like Andy Samberg that much, though.
I don't know if it's because Adam Sandler's playing some white trash guy that I aspire to be or something, but...
That could be it. That could be it.
Kurt's almost got that haircut he has in that movie.
True. So, Kurt, what's a comedy movie that you could just keep watching? That it's that funny.
God, man. Let's say either Dewey Cox or Step Brothers.
That's good. Yeah. All right, Griff. What about you? We got like 4 or 5 more minutes on this bitch. What's a comedy movie that's just like you could watch it over and over? It could be like one of the Austin Powers. I know we used to laugh our little shafts off to that shit when we were growing up.
Tell me that ain't Kurt.
Low key. What's a good one? What were we talking about the other day? Was it The Mask?
Tommy
Boy. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. What about you, Rich?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
Classic. I can watch that religiously.
For me, I'm probably going to say Mallrats.
Yes.
Or Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, because I literally can quote every line to that movie.
Have you watched the new Jay and Silent Bob movie?
I haven't. I haven't yet.
It is fucking hilarious. You love it.
I heard Kevin Smith's daughter's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From what Lunchbox has told me, which is our DM in our D&D game, and he's been on the cast a couple times, they pretty much literally reshoot the first movie, like, scene for scene, yeah. Pretty much. Like, there's a scene where his daughter's like, "You little sheep fucker!" Like, out the fucking van. I was like, that's gold.
Poop kitty fuck.
Yeah, like, that shit is good. Dude, Shout out to Kevin Smith, bro. Like, if you guys like podcasts, the Smodcast is so fucking good. Oh, my God.
If you listen to the one you do with Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And they sat there and we did the... And just watched, what did they watch?
I can't.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there laughing their ass off.
Mm-hmm. Passing a joint.
Yeah, Kevin Smith is literally one of my heroes. Like, so fucking funny. Like, his movies are so good. And they sit so well. Like, I could watch the first Clerks today... And still, and like, but now that I'm older, because it came out when we were young.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm older and I watch Clerks. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, now I watch Clerks, and oh my Lord. There's so many little, like, funny jabs in there that I just missed because I was, like, 15 when I watched it the first time, you know?
They had a budget of, like, $25,000.
Yeah, and it was a black and white all movie. Yeah, like, and that was very dead for me when I was young. I was like, this is lame. Where's the color?
Yo, oh, baby, yeah. Give me the asshole, lick my fat man in overcoat.
Yeah. Our snoochie boochies. Classic. Fucking classic.
You really can't go wrong with that movie.
You can't, man. All the Kevin Smith
movies. Clerks 2.
With the fucking donkey show and shit. Kinky Kelly.
Fucking Jay tucks it. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I said, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Man. I know he does the fucking
Buffalo
hard.
Bill dance.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
The parking lot.
Yeah.
That shit killed me.
And then later you see him out there just jamming the middle. Ninga, ninga, nah, ninga. Or actually, my favorite part in that whole movie is where Jay's like comes through the window to the Christian kid and he's telling him how fucking Transformers are the devil and shit. And he's like, no! No!
No, when he comes through the window, that's Vandal telling her the Transformers are the devil. But when Jay comes to the window, they're singing the
fucking metal song, yeah. Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no. And then he runs and he's got the fucking headset on and it fucking chokes him out and he fucking busts his ass.
And they got the fucking Lord of the Rings dude to puke.
Yes. Oh, that was so good. One ring to find them all. One ring to rule them all. And Randall's over the counter. He's like, that's fucking lame. He said, hey, I can actually sum up all the Lord of the Rings movies for you. Ready? And he's just like, people walking. And then he like acts like he trips and gets back up. And he's like looking around and shit. He's like, yo, ready? Here's number two. He finds a ring and he's like holding to the sky. He's like, whoa! Drops it. And then
he starts walking.
Walking. Here's number three. And the dude's just like super offended.
He just starts walking again.
Randall is like my spirit animal. Like when I just full on, like when I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck. I will straight, I Randall the fuck out. And I can't help it.
What the hell?
That just fell out.
Careful.
Yeah, when I'm trying to think of how to pick it up.
That paper. Piece of paper.
When Dante tells Randall that old girl's pregnant, what'd you do? Come on. I told you can't come on the toilet seat.
That shit is so gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dante and Randall are funny as fuck. Kevin Not Smith even supposed to be here today.
Kevin Smith has a TikTok. And so does Jay Muse.
Actually, the person who has won TikTok is Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
He has destroyed TikTok.
Ooh.
Why?
Because he's the best at TikToks. He's pretty much everyone's TikTok dad. He's got like a bunch of like bikini videos of this big old gut dancing by his pool. There's like a couple of them where he busts his ass and gets back up and keeps going. Jack Black is my fucking hero. That guy gives zero fucks.
He's real.
He is real. He's the same dude in movies as he is outside of movies. Like, I've seen so many interviews with him, like, and like he has his own gaming channel on YouTube.
Oh, the fucking Jablinski or whatever.
Jablinski. Yeah. That shit is funny as hell. And he's kind of an asshole to his son a little bit, but hey.
Oh my.
The other actor, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrado.
Did you? He's actually kind of
blow out in the sky. And
out there it. Sometimes.
Oh yeah. No, he's really.
That's someone not taking
it all down. He's got off the rails here in the last few years, from what I've seen.
But have you seen his HBO show, Kidding?
Mm-mm. I've heard about it.
He takes a little bit more of a serious role.
Yeah.
Who does?
Jim Carrey.
Oh,
it is really good.
Yeah.
That movie 23, number 23, was like my favorite Jim Carrey movie. Like, that movie was so...
That's like his first non-comedy, I do believe.
That movie was so fucked up, though.
Have you seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No.
What's that about?
You gotta check it out sometime. Okay, so it stars Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, the chick from the
Don't tell us what it's about, because... If you drop spoilers, we're going to get shit on
I'm
the
not
going to
drop spoilers, but...
You are the king of spoilers. Don't lie to me, Richard.
Awful. But it's... All right, so there's this
company guy will
that...
watch Breaking Bad with you and tell you what's about to happen in 5 minutes. He just gets so excited. He's like, bro, this is an episode where this and this and this happens. I'm like, Richard!
No.
My girl fucking hates it. She will, like... She'll stop watching it and get pissed and, like, be over it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but pretty much there's this company that erases memory. There's this company that erases memories.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls into a relationship with this girl, and he's trying to forget about her. Pretty much, like, things fall out with him eventually over a period of time.
Maybe a little bit longer.
And, alright, so a company that erases memories gets into a relationship with this girl, but it all falls apart, so he tries to forget about her in a sense. And it pretty much goes through aspects of the relationship as this memory erasing process is going on. And that's all. I'm gonna shut the fuck up about it now, or else I will spoil it, genuinely, but. It's really good. It's on Netflix. Check it the fuck out. It's really good.
Word for movie people.
And it's very filthy. I'll tell you that. Like, it
I don't
really,
hate filthy
it gets
shit.
You in your feels.
I don't know. Some of them Black Mirror episodes got a little filthy, too.
Yeah.
Have you watched all of Black Mirror?
Never watched it.
Oh, my
dude,
God,
dude,
Corey.
To.
I
was going to say, once
you are missing the fuck out. It's like
it.
Sure.
A more fucked up, futuristic, like, Twilight Zone.
Yeah. It's like Twilight Zone, but darker. Pretty much.
Way darker. There's like an episode where a dude has to fuck a pig on live TV and he's a president.
It's like if Twilight Zone was like that goth kid that smokes cigarettes in the back of the bathroom. That's what Black Mirror is.
It is. I remember. like 2000.
Rosa Richie?
Yeah, speak kind of loud.
I'm good. I'm good, man. Thank you, Dad.
10 or 11. There's this YouTube thing I remember. It was weird, but they did it like a movie. It was one of the first things like that they started doing a lot of that, like people would make a YouTube thing where it's like a movie, but they're doing like several videos. I remember it was called The Beauty Inside, and it was literally this person would wake up every single day and they're literally a completely different person. It looked like a completely different person.
Oh shit,
like you literally look like how you
some
look.
Sci-fi shit.
They sound different, everything. And it's called, and the point of it is like they're trying to figure out who they are, and like, and in the end, they, like, meet this one person, and they're, like, he tells this girl about it, because they still have the same memory, they just look different, so no, but you can't, like, really, like, you...
Oh, shit.
So he likes this girl, and he sees her every day, but he's a different person every day.
Ah,
holy
yeah,
shit.
And then at the very last episode, the only, like, she stays with him overnight, and, like, they stay up all night and everything, because at midnight he changes, and he didn't change that night, and that's, like, the end of it and everything. Because it's like you find that one thing.
That's
there was
deep.
A spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You spoiled my whole thing. Don't tell us what the name of the show is. Don't do it.
Well, I already did.
Well.
And I figured you weren't going to watch it, so I was just telling you it all.
Damn, man.
Not only that,
now
gave,
I'm telling
I
your
gave
dad.
You, like, the basic gist, like, what Netflix does. It basically tells you, not only that, by the time you watch it, you'll forget a little bit of what
That's
I said.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
If you watch it. Because, I mean, did you even watch that video clip I sent you before?
Probably.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
I usually watch everything people send me. I don't watch it usually right when they send it to me, but I usually watch it. Just
another
because...
good TV show to check out, though, would be The Good Place.
Oh, my girl's watching
I still
want to
watch that at some point. Because
Kristen Bell's in it.
All
right?
My roommates are telling me.
Yeah,
about.
The only reason I wanted to watch it was because...
Ted Danson was in it.
Thank you.
And I love the TV show Cheers.
Cheers is decent as fuck.
I really need to see Hannibal. That show looked
pretty finished it all the way
through. Is it pretty good, man?
Dude, masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Fucking masterpiece. Watch that shit.
Yes.
I actually just showed my mom the first episode last night. She came over to the apartment for the first time and it blew her away.
Oh, wow.
Talking about showing
Matt Mickelson's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. Talking about showing pants TV shows, I remember the first time my dad seen Trailer Park Boys.
Lord.
I was sitting in the living room just watching it. And
oh my god.
It was the episode where they make the hash driveway.
Oh, that's like season 5. Yeah.
And he goes, that asphalt don't look right. Because we make asphalt and everything, you know. I said, that's not asphalt, that's a hash driveway. He stole all this hash from somebody. He's trying to find a place to hide it. So he laid it out in the driveway and made it.
What?
Made a hash driveway.
Tow truck?
Yeah, it looks like it or something. Some truck of some sort.
My car just getting repoed, bucket.
Word.
They can have that pineapple showed up there.
You had to see
straight up.
He had his truck as that season, man. That's a quote where he says, I am.
He's not.
I don't get deep into Trailer Park Boys. It's like on that level where it's almost too stupid for me at points. I know, and I got a weird sense of comedy because like I love Jay and Silent Bob and shit, and they're kind of too stupid sometimes too.
Can you talk about how you like stuff like Uncle Grandpa, and that's like
I like it because it's very trippy.
It's like trippy even when you're not.
Hey, bud, Pizza
yeah.
Steve. Like,
yeah, bro. Hey, it's a lifestyle. We both
you
got
feel
that
like
shit.
You are,
oh, he's up here.
You feel like you're tripping when you're not even on acid when
yeah.
you watch that show.
No, you showed me Uncle Grandpa. Actually, we were on acid one time. That was a ride right
yeah,
there.
I watched it.
Shows, my kids love that shit. It's so ate the fuck up.
It is so,
Axe
like,
Cop.
It blows your mind.
Axe Cop
was amazing.
It, like, gave me anxiety because it was so, like, I wanted to know what was next, and I tried to, my brain's trying to be like, this is next. No.
Way left. You can never predict that shit.
Never. When he's like, here, let me. This was like his fanny pack is talking. And then
oh, belly
like,
bag.
And then he takes some crazy thing out of it, and you're like.
Yeah.
How, and then there's that, like, tiger that's, like, realistic.
Oh, yeah. Like, giant, realistic flying tiger.
Yeah,
yeah,
literally.
I watch that shit, like, a couple days a week.
Yep, I know. Yep.
Uncle G slaps, dude. That shit's trippy as a motherfucker. My son laughs his little ass off.
And if you think about it, Uncle Grandpa. This is fucked up as it begins.
Yeah.
This is just like the whole everything.
Like, what the fuck's an Uncle Grandpa?
So if you think about it.
He's your uncle and he's your grandpa.
Good morning.
Just the beginning tells you.
I do that to my kids in the morning if they're awake. I walk down the hallway and look at them and go, good morning. Oh, my son laughs his little ass off. He loves that shit.
Oh, back when me and Thompson both worked at the Hamden County, he'd pick me up and we ride together every day.
Good morning.
But it's funny. Those are the cartoons that your kids are growing up with and stuff. But we didn't think anything about like Cat Dog. And
Cat Dog slaps though.
Ren and Stimpy. That stuff actually like it got actually banned. That was like adult cartoons that we were
yeah.
watching.
Cow and Chicken.
That's what was for kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cow and Chicken.
Yeah,
was trippy,
that's what they
man.
Said.
Yeah, it was
exactly. And they said actually, what they that's why we. All of a sudden, it just disappeared because there was a lot of...
All Real Monsters. Oh. I was watching that the other day with the kids, and I was like, damn, this is actually kind of fucking dark.
They calmed SpongeBob down a lot.
Of course they did.
They did. Oh, yeah. The first season was like...
They said...
They made a crazy. Dropping the soap joke in one episode. I remember that.
Yeah.
They said,
yeah.
Well, SpongeBob was actually originally posted on the Logo channel, which was known as like...
The gay channel.
Literally the gay channel, like... Just because
yeah.
they mostly had gay actors and scenes where they just
well, yeah, SpongeBob
guys
and Patrick
and
were gay together
but
originally.
It was just considered too kiddie, so they put it on a kid network and it just exploded. And,
no shit.
Yeah, dude. These guys are fucking millionaires.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
Probably.
The voice of SpongeBob died recently, though.
No, that was
Isn't
a creator.
I was gonna
Tom
say,
Kenny's still
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
The creator was? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stephen Hillenburg.
Oh,
what was his name?
I was going to say that, too. I thought.
Nonetheless, though.
But they did.
They
do,
lost.
Thing, I remember they did a post about that, trying to say that Tom Kenny died. I remember that, because I was like, what? And they were like, no, he was.
I love Denzel Curry. But yeah, guys, thank you for coming on tonight. I think we're close
Welcome.
To our hour.
You look and it's been like
yeah
20 minutes
57
Thanks everybody for coming out. This is episode 27, I think. Fuck it. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Hit us up on Gmail at trippycupcakespodcast@gmail.com. If you've got any questions, you can find Corey at, what was it, CoreySmart7 on TikTok for the funniest shit you'll ever see in your life. It's fucking good.
Facebook, if you want me to piss you off with my shit.
Yeah, if he literally is the most edgelord poster. He intentionally, like, even if it's something he doesn't believe in, he will post some shit that is just, like, meant to just trigger people. Like, on purpose. Like, he'll say some fucked up shit just to see what people say about it. Like, he really, like, I love watching it. Some of that shit cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, I pissed off a lot of people. And what's funny is they start commenting on it, and I don't comment back.
Yeah,
and then and somebody else is fighting on it. And I'm just sitting there in the comments laughing.
Yeah, sitting there sipping a Miller. Just,
yeah, you literally set up the dominoes and let them push it over, and now they're fighting about it. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that happens.
So keep it cringy, friends. Be safe out there. We love you guys. Kurt, you got anything you want to say to the Pizzle?
Man, I had a good birthday tonight, man. It was a good fucking time.
Hey, happy fucking birthday.
I'm glad you like that shit, Tito's.
Hell yeah. I'm glad everybody got to come out tonight. This is dope.
It was good.
Fuck COVID. Let's party.
Fuck
yeah.
It's been a long time. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Griffin, thank you for finally coming on the podcast. Thank you for playing D&D with us for the first time this week. Hope you had a good time. Next time I won't overkill it with the extra, the ads, because, you know, new DM shit. It happens. Richard, it's good to see you, brother.
It's good to see you, too, brother.
Love you, man.
I love you, too, man.
I'm glad you got your own place, and you're taking care of that sweet kitty, and...
Oh, she's doing good.
And Lane's doing good. And, yeah, man, we all need to get together soon, do, like, bonfire and get drunk.
Oh, yes, please.
That's what I say.
Let's do cool out, man. Let's try and do it sometime.
Yeah, bro, I got all those leaves and shit, and I want to burn them, because, like, if not, they're just going to blow up the damn place again. Is your dick hurt, bro? What's going on?
I just saw this really disturbing video.
That's fair.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. Well, we love you guys. Have a great night. Oh, my.